Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about tuning up grazing management and feeding practices. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. So, Rocky, it seems like we've started the transition from summer grazing into fall grazing with the decline in temperatures. The reduction in forage growth and hay inventory across the state might have producers searching for alternative ways to feed their animals. And as we prepare for the transition, what's the first thing that producers should focus on as we look into winter grazing and next year forage production?
Amy, there are several things that producers need to be aware of. One of them is soil testing, second, testing your hay, and third, managing your winter grazing strategies.
So why is soil testing so important?
Fertilizer prices are still high, and producers are looking to cut on fertilizer needs. They might not have an impact on the forage production. The easiest way to know what nutrients are needed is soil testing. There's an ideal time to soil test those summer perennial. This is the ideal time of the year to actually test the summer perennial pastures and hay fields and get them ready for next year, especially liming, since lime might require at least 6 months to see a response in pH change and change in pH. In a hay situation, potassium is removed in large quantity and there's a need to replenish it. In average, there's 60 pounds of potassium removed for each ton of hay produced. Good forage production often requires the application of lime and fertilizer. So soil testing enables producers to find out the makeup of their soils and help them determine how much lime and fertilizer need to be applied.
So why is hay testing so important?
Hay is the most popular source of conserved forage for beef cattle producers. While reducing the need for hay is desirable, some quantity of hay is sometimes required to avert risk in most livestock production systems. Because hay inventories are lower this year, producers tend to bail less desirable species that are lower in nutrient value. It is important to get hay tested to adjust the necessary supplementation and meet the animal's nutrient requirements, especially during the winter where cold weather might increase the nutrient requirements to maintain metabolic functions. Forage testing can give the assurance that you are providing the best ration for your herd.
Okay, so when should hay be tested?
Hay should be tested and samples should be collected and sent for analysis at least 4 weeks before the start of the feeding period. The best way to obtain a good sample is to use a hay probe. A square bell should be probed near the center of the bud and at the right angles to the surface. Round bell should be probed through the round surface to the center, not through the flat end. Between 10 and 20 cores per hay, a lot should be pulled to make a composite sample, which should be sealed in a plastic bag and sent to LSU Ag Center Forage Lab for analysis.
Okay, and we know that at this point, the majority of producers have planted winter annual grasses and legumes. What are some of the recommendations that could help maximize their grazing potential?
One of the most important points for ryegrass that have been planted is to wait for nitrogen application until those seedlings have reached at least 2 to 3 inches in height. That will ensure a better root system for nitrogen uptake and improve nitrogen use efficiency. In a grazing system, we recommend to apply 50 to 60 units of nitrogen in the fall per acre, followed by another 50 to 60 units of nitrogen in late January or early February to satisfy the growth and nutrient requirements of the annual ryegrass. It's important to start grazing when ryegrass is 8 to 12 inches tall and let them graze to a target height of at least 3 inches. This will ensure faster recovery of the ryegrass and ensure better grazing rotation.
So, Rocky, with the cooler temperatures, are there any livestock disorders we should be aware of?
Producers should be aware that as night temperatures start to decline, we might see some species that might have some concentration of nitrate and prussic acid, for example, Johnson grass. Some producers might also be trying to graze regrowth of corn that have been harvested. So nitrate accumulation could be a problem, so they should be getting those tested before getting any grazing management strategies on those type of systems.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.